USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States topped 6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has reported 1 million more coronavirus cases and about 21,000 more deaths in the last 3 weeks. The grim milestone continues a trend that sees the U.S. reporting far more confirmed cases and higher numbers of coronavirus-related deaths than any other country in the world except Brazil or India. The total number of confirmed cases worldwide is now 25 million. A federal appeals court in D.C. has denied a request from Michael Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, to force a lower court judge to immediately drop the Justice Department's criminal case against him. In its 61-page ruling, the D.C. Circuit Court found that Flynn has not established that he has no other adequate means to attain the relief he desires. The full court also declined to require the case be assigned to a different judge, as Flynn has not established clear and indisputable right to reassignment. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
COVID stopped a lot of passengers from flying, but United Airlines is working on bringing them back, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. Here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. You know, at least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading. And this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.